A big hello to Mary Kirby, the person that spearheaded the Lennoxville Farmers Market. Hello, Mrs. Kirby. How are you?
Hi, Sylvia. I'm pickling and jamming, getting ready for Saturday.
Wow. that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. I just want to bring in the other organizing committee members. I didn't spearhead by myself. It was a group of us a couple years ago started talking about how sad it was that the farmers market was no longer in Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody should do something about that.
Right.
And, yeah, anyway, sometimes you have to put your money where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
And so a bunch of us got together and started working on trying to figure out how to go about this. And luckily, one of the people was Darren Bardatti, who is a professor at Bishop's.
Right.
And he was able to get Bishop's on side, and he was also able to deal with most of the red tape.
Right. So now,
Sherbert, so
how far
here we are.
Yeah, and how far do we go back on this? Like, how many years ago has it?
Well, last year was our first season.
Okay.
But it was probably the year before that when, you know, a few of us like-minded people were talking about how this needed to come back to Lennoxville,
mm-hmm.
a farmer's market. So anyway, we have two full seasons under our belt now, which is kind of cool.
And this Saturday is the last farmer's market of the season. So
yeah,
that's
it's the grand finale.
Right.
And we're supposed to have weather just like today, which
great.
Will be absolutely perfect.
Yes.
The weather this summer has been a challenge, I have to tell you.
Really?
Oh, big time. Yeah, a lot of our, last year we had markets only once a month.
Mm-hmm.
This year we've had them every other week, and most of the market days we got wet.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very rainy summer, so not only did it affect the market days, but it affected what we were growing.
Is that right?
Yeah, for instance, this year raspberries were almost non-existent.
Oh.
It was too wet,
mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people had trouble with tomatoes, as did I.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those sort of things that really prefer a lot of sun,
right.
We're not happy campers this summer.
Things
were delayed getting into the ground and everything, so there were definitely challenges. It might not have been it might not have been too bad if we'd stayed with the once a month format, but everyone was under quite a bit of pressure to ramp up their production, you know.
How many farmers are actually participating?
We've added a few this year. I think we were 8 last year, and this year we're up to 12,
mm-hmm.
I believe, or 13, something like that, farmer producers. Most of us on a very small micro scale.
Right.
A couple of bigger producers, which is nice, but also a wonderful crafts person with some pottery. So technically not a farmer, but certainly a person that knows about organic beauty.
Right, right.
He crafts his own, digs his own clay and crafts the pottery. Which
is that right?
Gorgeous. Yeah, beautiful.
So, well, this year wasn't that great, but maybe next year it will be even better.
That depends on Mother Nature, right?
Yeah. It's
depends on what kind of a summer we get. Yeah,
that's
we're hoping
true.
To add a few more craftspeople and or vendors to our lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, what we have has been very well received by the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have learned to recognize regulars that come pretty well every Saturday with their baskets or their bags and stock up, which
mm-hmm.
is really great. And I don't have to tell you, local radio lady, that local buying is really important, not just to the people that are selling you something at the market or whatever. It is important to the entire community.
So very true.
Yeah, a dollar spent locally stays in the community longer, circulates
right.
longer than one that's spent with a big box
and
something that goes out of the community.
Everybody's a winner because you're getting fresher stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're open to suggestion as well. If there's something that's not being grown that people want to see at the market, you know, hey, we can do that. We can't
mm-hmm.
do it 2 days before the market opens, but we could take suggestions this fall about, you know, I didn't see much of this. You know, it would be really nice to have that next
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
you know, we're it's an interactive thing on
yes,
several levels.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. Well, so this Saturday, as we said, it's the last farmers market of the season. So now there's going to be something special going on with
we're
scarecrows.
Having a party.
Okay.
We're having a party. Yeah,
music and yeah,
live
tell us about
music.
It.
Yeah, live music. Wonderful. Matthew McCulley is coming.
Mm-hmm.
He was there once before this summer, and it was so nice. It's just such a wonderful atmosphere. And he's a singer-songwriter, and a lot of his songs are really kind of agrarian-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they fit in really well with the farmer's market ethic. And he's got a lovely voice, just a nice presence about him. So that was very enjoyable. So we're having him come back. We're all looking forward to that. And we're also having a visit from some real-life scarecrows that are going to be passing out apples to our customers.
Well, that sounds fun.
It is fun. We had so much fun. We tried that last year on our last day, and we literally had traffic stopping in the middle of the street for people to
take
pictures of our scarecrows. It was really fun.
So that gave you an idea, I suppose?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna repeat it, and hopefully it gets bigger and better. Most of the vendors will be crafting their own scarecrows to sit in their booths with them.
Right.
And so, like I said, we'll have a couple of live scarecrows wandering around and posing for pictures with people. We had many people bring their kids.
Okay.
Last year, and have them pose on a couple of bales of straw with the scarecrows.
I think that they make for some very, very colorful photos,
yeah,
that's
no
for
kidding.
Sure, with all of the fall.
And the kids loved it,
you know?
And the adults, to do something that makes everybody smile, that's nice.
Fun.
You know? It's a
that's
great
fun.
Way to end the season, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful ambiance with all of the fresh goodies. Harvest time is here, and the music, and it just sounds really great. Now, it's going to start at what time?
It starts at 10. Our regular hours are from 10 until noon, and we're right across from Clark & Son, so we're easy to find, right between the two trains.
That's right.
So it's a good spot. There's quite a bit of parking there, but we do have a lot of walkers that come, so that's good too. Yeah.
Well, it's something that we don't want to miss, that's for sure. It's the last one, so everybody should stop on by.
It's a great time to stock up. You won't see it again until next June.
And then people can go home and do some pickling and preserving,
sure.
Like what you're doing today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or even, I suppose you will sell some of your, as you said, some of your good preserves there too.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's really wonderful. Homemade items.
Well, one of my little gems I did this morning was a hot pepper jelly.
Ooh.
Now, I have to tell you, that stuff will keep all winter, but right at Christmas time, if you got some whole grain crackers and a bit of soft goat cheese and a little dab of that hot pepper jelly on the top, it is so good for just a little snack or an appetizer or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
well. You've sold me. I'm going to try to get out there and buy some. That's for sure. So that's the Lunnysville Farmers Market on Saturday, October 12th, from 10 until noon.
Thank you
so much, Mary Kirby, for telling us about this.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sylvia.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.